Next presenter is Corey Bills, and he's going to talk about traditional medicine in Laffa County, Liberia. Corey is a current first-year resident in emergency medicine at the University of Chicago Medical Center. He has also recently graduated from the University of Chicago Pritzker School of Medicine, where he received his MD, and he obtained his MPH from the Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health. And prior to medical school, Corey worked for the International Rescue Committee and continues interest in the interplay of forced migration and health. Corey?
Everyone, thanks a lot for allowing me to talk about this. So this is actually some data from 2005-2007 and some work that I did with the International Rescue Committee and funded by ECHO. In general, I have no disclosures to present aside from the funding source. So the general objectives of this talk are to document the individual characteristics, demographics, and clinical outcomes among admitted inpatients self-reporting traditional medicine use at a rural district hospital in Liberia. And I define traditional medicine use fairly narrowly here, primarily just being herbal medicines. And that was taken to mean any number of things by the patients that were coming in. So again, this is self-reporting. And I kind of want to contextualize traditional medicine use within the modern era of Liberian politics and culture. Most of the anthropologic literature on herbal medicine use in West Africa and Liberia especially, or more specifically, is from the 80s or prior to the period of civil conflict. And in general, I kind of want to look at this, the relationship between traditional medicine, the demographic characteristics of individuals that self-report use, and then relate that to clinical outcomes of patients who are actually admitted at a district hospital in Laffa County. So there's a general saying in Liberia, and this is among the Kron, who are an ethnic minority in Liberia, to cure a bad sore, you must use bad medicine. And I think this has variable meanings, both for individuals that actually use herbal medicines and then as healthcare providers. I think there's a general stereotype among healthcare providers, which I'll get into, that when we think of bad medicine, we think of bad outcomes. Whereas bad medicine for an individual who actually chooses to use herbal medicines, it's directly related to a larger context of very cultural specific things, which I'll get into. So in general, just background on Liberia very specifically, or briefly, it was founded in 1847. It's the oldest republic in Africa. It had a 14-year period of intermittent conflict and civil war, generally propagated by a history of minority rule and inequitable distribution of resources, and a fairly large population of individuals was killed during this during the 14-year period. 200,000 Liberians, roughly equivalent to 10% of the population. In general, when we think about the relationship between war and the health sector, the two don't mix very well. So armed conflict and war generally has profound impacts on population health. The war decimated all forms of infrastructure, not only the health sector, but economic and legal, which has direct implications for deciding how and in what ways you're going to build up the health structure after or post-conflict. Of 293 pre-existing health facilities were deemed non-functional by the end of the war in 2003. Prior to the war, Liberia boasted 400 trained government physicians, and then after the war in 2003, fewer than 20 Liberian physicians remained. So in general, we think about the fact that you have flight of physicians from a lot of areas of Africa, but it's particularly true in Africa undergoing conflict. In terms of Liberia specifically and health sector reconstruction after the war, since the end of the war in 2003, Liberia has kind of engaged in a fairly slow process of rebuilding its health sector. In 2007, the Ministry of Health came up with a national health plan, which was defined by the basic package of health services. This was a basic set of health services that were going to be provided free of charge to all Liberians, irrelative of where they're from or whether or not they could pay. Central to the BPH is making allopathic health resources more available, including the rebuilding and refurbishing of existing health facilities. And since that time, that's led to the development of 638 functioning health facilities in the country. So there is generally thought that health facilities do exist, but whether or not individuals have access to these health facilities is something that is still ongoing and something that's still being studied. This gives you just a general idea of what the hospital situation in Loffa County specifically looked like after the war. This was taken 4 years post-conflict and is in a district of Loffa called Foya. That's the primary inpatient setting in Loffa County, Liberia, Foya Kamara Hospital, which was just adjacent or the most proximal district hospital to the one that this data set comes from. So if we look at Loffa, Loffa is a county of 260 or 270,000 total individuals. About 97% of the pre-war population fled to neighboring Guinea and Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone to the west, Guinea primarily to the north of Loffa County. It's primarily rural, which we thought at least initially would correlate more to traditional medicine use, and which is why we decided to kind of set our data within this context. The hospital setting itself is centrally located. It's a district hospital. Liberia has kind of a tiered health setting, or a tiered health kind of facility setting. So they have health centers, health district hospitals, and then larger county hospitals. And then in the capital, Monrovia, they have a single teaching hospital called JFK. It was closed for a period of time during the conflict, reopened in 2003 with support from Doctors Without Borders. MSF France eventually left, and this district hospital, along with several others, was supported and then run by the IRC. Generally speaking, the IRC provided services including TB, HIV, nutritional feeding, all consistent with this basic plan of health services that the Liberian government had set up. Most of the data that I looked at was secondary to reporting or data that we were going to report to the Ministry of Health for the region anyway, but we did convene individuals who worked at the health center to kind of come up with an IRB type setting to kind of validate whether or not we should go ahead and do this. So from August 2005 to July 2007, all individuals being admitted to the district hospital were asked a simple yes-no screening question regarding their use of traditional medicines, and again, solely defined as herbal medicines in relation to their primary chief complaint or presenting symptoms. And this was instituted by physician practitioners, Liberians themselves, who felt that the care that they were going to provide hinged on whether or not they knew that herbal medicines were given. So something in the past caught their interest, whether they had patients that died that had used herbal medicines or something about it. So there was a bias inherent in asking the study question to begin with. Data collection came from hospital logbooks, a retrospective chart review, and the clinical and demographic data was then matched with a GIS level data collected by the UN of the village level attributes. From the medical charts, we looked at variables including self-reported traditional medicine use, age, gender, village, month, and year of admission, the length of stay, the general disposition, and primary discharge diagnosis. The individual encounters based on village data were cross-matched to this GIS data set, which included village, district, county names, geographic coordinates, and then some more village attributes, such as the number of homes, whether or not there was a functioning health facility, primarily a health center, or primary school presence. So when we look at the baseline data from this district hospital, we find that from 2003 to the end of 2007, there were about 4,500 distinct patient encounters. This isn't individual patients, because the charting system at the district hospital was based on encounters, not individual patients. During the study period, we had about 3,150, or about 70% of all of the individual encounters that had come since the reopening of this hospital post-conflict. Primarily, individuals were equally male and female, and equal in terms of under fives and over fives. And in terms of traditional medicine use, we only saw 94 individuals who actually self-reported use, which I'll get into about why this number seems particularly low in comparison to kind of what the other literature says in terms of whether people use herbal medicines. So as you see, post-conflict, the number of individuals actually presenting to the district hospital tends to increase, which gives you an indication that when we started the study, that not everybody living in Loffa County pre-war had actually come back to live in Loffa County. So they were either still living in Guinea or Sierra Leone. So this is a population that has a lot of movement, is moving between borders, perhaps between Monrovia and Loffa County. So it's a population that's not static. In general, the village characteristics associated with the patient population that presented to the district hospital, almost all of them came from, or presumably came from, the surrounding region, or stated that they lived in the surrounding region. In general, their straight line distance to the hospital was 14.84 kilometers. Houses per village was 188. This is an average. Liberia defines rural as less than 200. In general, individuals 16-55 had a health access, meaning that there was a health center, at least a health center, in the town in which they reported coming from. 2,300 reported having a functioning primary school in the town that they came from. And then in terms of automobile access, this is four-wheel drive access to the actual individual town. About almost 2,800 had automobile access, and that's including in the monsoon season. When we look at the use of traditional medicine among the 94 encounters that came to Kalohun Hospital, which is the district located in Loffa County that's outlined by the red, we see a fairly good geographic spread within Loffa, but most of the individuals are centered around Kalohun itself. There were two individuals, one from Sierra Leone and one from Guinea, that's not represented on this map, who indicated that that was their, where they actually lived. So there was a fair amount of cross-border use of the hospital as well. When we look at pre-hospital associations in terms of the use of herbal medications, we see that really, when we're looking at age, village, and health access is where we find at least a univariate relationship between the use of traditional medicines and these three individual things. When we look at hospital associations, however, we see that the rate of mortality among individuals that report using traditional medicines is quite high. So 67 out of our population of 94 individuals actually ended up dying. So I'll get into a little bit about the discussion of why this might be true. In terms of other indications of kind of poor service of healthcare, 10 individuals reported leaving AMA. So 67 or plus 10, 77 individuals had what we would deem from a health perspective as inadequate outcomes. The length of stay also was somewhat related to the use of traditional medicines, and primary diagnosis was relatively different between our two groups, those that used traditional medicines and those that didn't. But the primary diagnosis is a set of 30 diagnoses, so it's hard to say exactly what we're looking at in terms of overall diagnosis. I will say that among individuals that reported traditional or herbal medicine use, the primary diagnosis that led to death was fulminant liver failure. When we look at herbal medication and mortality and the risk of mortality overall, there is a fairly high risk of mortality among individuals that use herbal medicine use of 8.6. Age, season, including whether or not individuals came during the rainy or dry season, the health access and length of stay weren't really related. However, village was related. So when we take a look at the relationship between traditional medicine use and the village in which individuals come from, we see a little bit of a different picture. So the crude risk ratios, which I presented before, give you an indication that the overall risk of mortality among individuals that self-report traditional medicine use is 8.6. Whereas the village risk, actually living closer to the district hospital, is a protective effect. But when we actually look at the village level data, individuals who lived in Kalohun, or this, near the district hospital and self-reported traditional medicine use, their risk actually is much higher than the risk of individuals who are further from the hospital, which, you know, I think is a bit confusing in some ways. I think we would think that individuals living further from a hospital setting who have less access and who use traditional medicine use, that their risk of mortality would actually increase. But this isn't necessarily the case, at least in this data. And when we look at the crude mortality rates in relationship to, you know, our MH combined mortality rates, we do see that there is a difference greater than 10%, indicating perhaps that there is some kind of combined effect between these two variables. So in general, patients who self-report use of herbal medicines at an allopathic care center are more likely, one, to be from villages other than that of the district hospital, and two, to suffer adverse outcomes. The other thing that I kind of want to talk about is why the reported use of traditional medicine in a rural hospital setting are well below expected patterns of use. Much of the kind of anthropologic literature, at least pre-war, indicates that individuals, at least 90% of the population of Liberia, reports use of herbal medicines for one form of another. So the question is whether or not people are deciding to use herbal medicines for some issues that they may have or other issues that they don't have, which perhaps indicates that there's a distinct divide between the two forms of care. Individuals who present to an allopathic care center choose that as their setting of definitive care, and other individuals present to traditional healers for their definitive form of care, and rarely do the two forms meet. It could be that individuals also presenting to an allopathic care center are just not willing to divulge or self-report their traditional medicine use because they, for whatever reason, maybe perhaps they think that their care would be substandard if they reported such use. I think that at least among the workers at the district hospital, there was a general disdain for the local population who used traditional medicines. Most of the healthcare workers working in rural settings in Liberia actually are not from the areas in which they're working. They're primarily from Monrovia, where they're trained either as PAs or nurse assistants or nurses, and they have a fair amount of overlap with Western individuals working in health centers, and so I think they may have a particular bias in terms of their opinion and the validity of this kind of care, which gets to the limitations of the study in general. And so there is an inherent bias in the study design, principally the location. Other methods of assessing traditional medicine weren't really looked at. The data sets in general, clinical records, were based on encounters as opposed to individual patients. And overall access to healthcare may be somewhat misleading. And surrogate measures such as distance to the primary roadway within Lofa or throughout Liberia in general might be might give us a better idea or accurate measurement of overall access. So I just want to kind of think about, or at least kind of posit, some general ideas about why individuals use traditional medicine in Africa. And I don't think that this is, you know, too foreign to a lot of individuals. It's generally thought to be pervasive throughout West Africa. Again, pre-Civil War usage may be as high as 90%. Post-Civil War data is unavailable, but at least some measures of use of some forms of traditional medicine indicate that 37% of deliveries take place in health facilities, 26% in rural areas. The general thought is that these individuals are delivering at home in the setting of traditional birth attendants or in the setting of other individuals, which is not a direct relationship to traditional medicine use, but it does give some indication that individuals are seeking care outside of an allopathic health setting. So why do people use traditional medicine? Is it attributable to outcomes? Do people do better when they take traditional medicines or herbal medicines? Is it related to cultural acceptance, accessibility, or affordability? I would posit that in terms of affordability with the BPHS, which is this basic package, most allopathic healthcare, at least that not given it at JFK, the primary teaching hospital in Monrovia, is mostly free of cost. That's free of cost means at the level of the hospital itself, meaning people aren't going to pay out of pocket. They will pay, however, in terms of whether or not they can access that hospital or that health center. So it may be that they're going to have to pay, you know, $10 to actually get to the district hospital, but once they actually get there, they won't have to pay for the medicines themselves. So I think the two kind of go hand in hand. In terms of outcomes, the anthropologic literature does indicate that people are fairly good at sourcing out their symptomatology and then deciding where they want to go based on the conditions that they have. Some data from, you know, the kind of Western literature indicates that some, you know, herbal medicines are actually fairly good at treating some conditions. And one in the case here is onchopsoriasis, which is a nematode that causes river blindness. There is a bark of a plant that actually has fairly good outcomes for individuals in treating river blindness. So I think people have kind of have a more nuanced approach than perhaps we get at. Perhaps we see it at a district-level hospital. In terms of accessibility, I think this is kind of the biggest issue and one that plays out not only in Lofa County but plays out throughout Liberia and throughout Africa in general. And when we think about accessibility, I think it's wise to take a little bit of a step back and recognize that while Africa bears about 24% of the global burden of disease, it only has access to 3% of the world's health workers and access to 1% of the world's financial resources. The ratio of traditional healers to the overall population, while bad in Uganda, Tanzania, and Zambia, is fairly terrible in Liberia. And the ratio of allopathic health professionals in Uganda, Tanzania, and Zambia, while also not great, is fairly terrible in Liberia at 1 to 125,000 to 175,000. So if individuals who are living in a village setting don't really see allopathic health centers or allopathic health workers working in their community and they see traditional medicine on a daily basis, they're more apt to choose herbal medicines as a means of treatment. So in terms of what to do at kind of a basic level, and I think that these things have been tried in a number of countries in Africa, most notably South Africa, is that there be better collaboration between health workers at the clinical and community level, that there's clear guidance at the national level from the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare. The Ministry of Health and Social Welfare, at least initially by an act of the national legislature, established a structure and division of complementary medicine and a national board of complementary medicine, but there's really no national policy and functioning program. But the problem kind of goes both ways in that there's also no organizational or structure of traditional healers. Most individuals practice on an individual basis. Most of the knowledge is passed down internally among family members or at least in small-knit, close-knit groups of individuals. And so there's really a difficulty in terms of mobilizing both groups to come to the table to kind of talk about how individuals can kind of help one another. There is good literature that traditional health workers can work in the more public health arena, kind of community health workers. There's some indication that they're fairly good at monitoring TB medications, HIV medications in a number of different countries. So that may be one place where the Liberian government begins to start to kind of engage traditional health workers in bringing them into the fold of overall healthcare. So I'm going to stop there. I just want to acknowledge these individuals for the help and the International Rescue Committee for their support. Thank you.